Donors conference to drum up emergency funds for Afghanistan. There are concerns that instability and upended humanitarian efforts, compounded by an ongoing drought, could endanger lives and plunge the country toward famine, especially after the Taliban takeover of the country. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres was leading the appeal by the world body on Monday to collect more than $600 million for the rest of the year. It's a flash appeal for Afghans after their country's government was toppled last month. The Taliban seized power on August 15th, the day they overran Kabul after capturing outlying provinces in a rapid military campaign. An international group of scientists is arguing the average person doesn't need a COVID-19 booster shot yet. It's an opinion that highlights the intense scientific divide over the question. Two of those scientists are top U.S. vaccine regulators, raising questions about whether White House plans for booster doses are getting ahead of the government's own experts. The group analyzed a long list of worldwide studies and concluded the shots still work well despite the extra contagious Delta variant. Their opinion piece was published Monday in The Lancet. Israeli aircraft have struck targets in the Gaza Strip. This comes in response to a series of rocket launches out of the Hamas-ruled territory. It's the third consecutive night of fighting between the enemies. Tensions increased after last week's escape of six Palestinian inmates from an Israeli prison. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. This is VOA News. North Korea says it has successfully tested newly developed long-range cruise missiles. The test